ourselves back into the sugya of Dov Shesh Kiturin. Not an easy sugya. Ourselves back into where we left off last week. So how do we get into the discussion about Dov Shesh Kiturin in the first place? Because the Gemara says in the Sefer Pesachim that Chomesh Pesach is also b'mashehu, bein b'mina bein yishlomina. Whether the mixture was, let's say you have a little bit of Chomesh dough, which mixes a little bit of special Pesach dough, breadcrumb falls into potato soup, it's b'mashehu mino. Either one is also b'mashehu. So even though Rabbi Tam didn't have that gear, so we're working now within most of the Rishonim who did have that gear, so we pass in halacha, the Chomesh Pesach is also b'mashehu. The question is why? So we had a few approaches in the Rishonim last week, and the one that led us into the discussion of Shesh was the Rambam. The Rambam says the reason why Chometz Pesach is also Mashu is nothing unique about Chometz. It's not a Chomer Chometz. The reason why it's also Mashu is because of Dovash Eishu Matir. Since Chometz is something that's Mutter after Pesach, we have a general rule, Gemara, Masech is Beitz, Masech is Tadarim, that anytime you have a Dovra Osir that's going to become permissible, so Dovash Eishu Matir, I feel be out of flow, Bartil. So the Rambam says Chometz is not all that different from all other Yisurim. So we stop the Rambam and say, really? Chometz is not different from all other Yisurim? It's not true. So the Rambam himself writes that Dov Shesh Matir only applies when it's a min b'mino. It doesn't apply when it's min b'she'eno mino. And yet when it comes to Chometz, so we say it applies even min b'she'eno mino, even when it's a different type of an item. So the Rambam answers that question. The Rambam says, you're right. That even I can see that there's a notion of Chumer de Chometz playing out. According to the Rambam, there are two different parts. So, Brisket Torah and Chometz B'mashu. The two different halachas of Chometz B'mashu. Chometz B'mashu B'mino is nothing unique. There's nothing special. Nothing chumer about Chometz. It's just Chometz is a regular, plain, old example of Dov Shesh L'Matirim. The fact that Chometz is also B'she'eino Mino, that's Taka Chomer. That's B'shem Chomer to Chometz. That's how the Rambam presents it. Nuchas Machal Sassus, we swore of the Erechus.
Because in all other areas of Torah, you can't
all other areas, that's right. The Rambam says, "Look, you're royally that Dov Shesh Matir in other areas is mutter b'mishen amino." So we raise the question: what's where does this come from? What kind of story is this? All arbitrary, just seems not to fit into any logical categories. Sometimes Dov Shesh Matir is also sometimes mutter b'mishen amino. What's going on? So the Ran, we have to crack the case for us. Last week, the Ran of Masechet Nedarim. The Ran gave us an introduction to where did Dov Shesh Matirin come from in the first place. One of the things, it's counterintuitive. The more mutter it is, the harder it is to be mevatel. It doesn't make any sense. That's what makes all the sense in the world. It's this week's Pasha. I've been waiting for a whole week to get to Pasha Achrimos. Lokach midama par midama sor. Which is what I've said before, so I got all riled up about it. Lokach midama par midama sor. The Torah says you mix together the dam of the par and the dam of the sor, and it's still called dam of sor. But you don't know that there's more fire than sar. Of course, there's more fire than sar. Fire is a big, big bull. Sar is a little goat. So comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, "Mikad mimim mino is ain't a bottle." And from here we derive and call it our cooler. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mimim mino ain't a bottle." We disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? The Rambam explained this famous beer last week. Just to recap, everybody agrees that in order for bittul to take place, there has to be a conflict. There has to be a clash. That's what we call the hitnadut. There has to be a conflict of two different items that are different from one another. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if things are physically similar to one another, if they have physical characteristics which are identical, the min b'mino, there's no bittul, there's no conflict, there's no clash, and therefore there's no bittul. And they're both saying, what you're lacking in physical characteristics, you're making up in halach characteristics. That's it. Luckily they're different. Just as also those two are. You looking at the chicken soups and saying, well, this is chicken soup, that chicken soup. No. One's Campbell's chicken soup, and one is...
Not a Shabbos.
Well, no, Shabbos has like the old days. Rokeya, Gethen, and Mishpacha. This is kosher chicken. So they're different color shames. So Rabbi Yehuda is looking at the world almost to the physical characteristics. And the Rabbanah is saying, no, halachically it's different. I always tell us that the Bachar and Yeshiva, when we get to one of these kinds of traditions, they always say that Rabbi Yehuda is looking at the world after 3 o'clock, and the Rabbanah looking at the world before 3 o'clock. Only if you're in YU do you understand 3 o'clock is the cutoff point, that's the demarcation. Until 3 o'clock is the Torah part, after 3 o'clock is the Mata part. So Rabbi Yehuda says, they're looking at the world like when they're in a lab, like in a science lab. Dosa's chicken soup, Dosa's chicken soup. There's no clash, and if there's no bit. And the Rabbanah said, no. We're looking at it like Tamdonim, the eyes that be smandrish. And we're saying, Dosa Dava Asa, Dosa Dava Mutta, those are different entities, different Chal Shems, and therefore there is bit. So comes to Ran and says, that's the punchline for Dava Shesh L'Matir. That since the whole institution of Bittul is predicated on the fact that there's a clash between the Yisra and the Heter, but man, when the Heter is really Mutter, and the Yisra is really Asar. But once the Issa starts to creep into the realm of Heter, once the Issa, not so bad, wait a few weeks, it's going to become Mutter, wait till tomorrow, it's going to become Mutter. So the Dabra Aser is not as awesome as you thought it was. It's Omen Leos Heter. Whenever you have a Dabra Aser, Omen Leos Heter. So it's not different enough. It's not, the contrast isn't stark enough. And therefore, we have to say that the Chiyah Gavna, there's no Bittl. Again, it's only a Chum Midrash. We're not Torah. That thing is not true. We're not Torah. Hashem Shom. With the Reis, if it's Asr, it's Asr finished. What's going to happen tomorrow, worry about tomorrow. But with the Rabbanah, the rationale behind the Chum of Dar Shash Matirin, not just stop, it's in the Rabbanah for no reason. The rationale is that once it's a Tav Hashem Shom Matirin, it's not as Asr anymore. It's not as Asr anymore. That's bad in terms of Chum Bittl. So then, at the very end, I don't remember what we got to this last Nakuda this week, but at the very end comes the Ran and he says as follows. Bamed Devar Mamur, if this Chumrah makes any sense, the Dav Sheish Matirin falls short in terms of the conflict, that's when you're dealing with Min Bamino. Because Min Bamino is really too similar. According to Abhuda, it's Taka, the Maskana too similar. And the only thing that salvaged the conflict, that created the conflict, was the change, was the difference in Isra and Heter characteristics, says the Ran. That's true by min b'mino. But what about when you have a min m'she'eino mino? When you have min m'she'eino mino, it's mamish different. Even Rabbi Yehuda concedes they're different. It's so different than min m'she'eino mino. Physically, in the laboratory, you have to get on science, it's different. It's a different chalashim, it's a different entity. So there is a clash, even though in terms of Yisrael Heter, they're really a little bit too close to comfort. So the chumra of Dov Sheish Matirin explains the Ran only makes sense in the realm of min b'mino, because min b'mino, you failed to create the conflict through physical way. You failed to create through a lock way. See, 0 for 2. You struck out 0 for 3. There's no conflict. No conflict, no bittul. Whereas the Mimish and Amino, even though it's true that halakhically there's no conflict, but physically there's still a conflict. And physical conflict is enough to create bittul. That's the Ran's theory that we pretty much developed last week, but touched up a little bit more now. But now, guys, we take it to the next level. If you remember, there was that Gemara in Beitza, that cryptic Gemara in Masechus Beitza, that threw us for a loop. The Gemara Masechus Beitza told us that when you have a dough, you have a pot of chulent, it's made up of different ingredients. Rachel and Leah make it in a chulent together. So Rachel put the meat, the potatoes, everything, and Leah put some of the salt in or something. Leah put some of the spices in or something. So the Gemara says, oh, yeah, yes. You have to be very careful. If you want to carry that chulent on Yom Tov, you have to make sure it goes within the tchumen of both Rachel and Leah. So the Gemara says, why? What's the problem? Let the spices be bottled. Let the salt be bottled. What happened to Bittul? So the Gemara says, no, it's a Dav Sheish L'Matirin. And Dav Sheish Matirin, I feel beautiful about. What's the Dav Sheish Matirin? I don't have to walk it as a Tchum. I can still eat in my Tchum, or I can wait till tomorrow. It means there are, it's not an Asli Olam Vod. It's a very, very limited type of Nisr. A limited type of Nisr, the Dav Sheish L'Matirin, I feel beautiful about Bittul. So Frekta is a Kash, and the Sefer Beitza, this is a lot, that's a lot, the salt and the chult is a lot. Is it Mibishin Amino? So what's the Gemara talking about? According to the Rambam says, all the Rishonim say that Dav Sheish Matirin only applies to Min B'mino. What did they do with that Gemara? So Tais had a lot of problems with that Gemara. There were some Rishonim who said that Gemara refutes the Rambam, the Rambam's not right. It's hard to refute the Rambam based on just, Rambam also read the Gemara himself. What's Pshat? Comes the Ran and develops the following issue. Comes the Ran and says, okay, well, first we'll say over a little bit outside, let's try a little bit inside. Comes the Ran and says, a brisk Torah. There are two kinds of Dav Sheish L'Matirin. There's Dav Sheish L'Matirin, where right now it's Asur. And it's going to be Asur for a little while, not for long. It's going to be after tomorrow, the next day, next week, next month, 6 months. Right now it's also, there's nothing you could do to salvage this item right now to become mutter at a later point. That's one Dav Sheish Matirin. And there's another kind of Dav Sheish Matirin. There's a Dav Sheish Matirin that has a heter right now. You could do something without, you don't have to wait until tomorrow. Right now, it's Yesh Lo Matirin Achshav. So up until we saw this Ran, we thought, okay, that's very nice, that's true. Irrelevant, I mean, Dav Sheish Matirin, what's the difference? So the Ran makes all the difference. When you have a davar, which is usr now, but to become mutter later. So yes, it's true that we weren't comfortable calling it a davar shel isur l'gamre, to create the clash. We had problems. We were hesitating with that. So we called it almost a davar shel heter, but But between your mises, the Ran, you can't call it a Dovah Shalhat to Mamish. It's not totally a Dovah Shalhat, because after all, right now it's time off limits. So it's Mamish. We're walking a tightrope, says the Ran. I'm walking a very, very thin line. I have a Dovah Asur now, which is going to become Mutter in a week from now. So, what do you want to call it? You want to call it Dovah Asur, you want to call it Dovah Mutter. The answer is, well, that's characteristics of both. It's Dovah Asur now, true, but it's going to become Mutter. So therefore the Ran says, in the sugya of Dovah Shesh Matirin, how do we treat this? Do we treat this as creating a clash with the Dovah HaMutter or not? So says the Ran, it depends. When we're looking at it through the eyes of Min B'She'eno Mino, so Min B'She'eno Mino is a physical clash. That's a really heavy-duty, good, solid clash, which leads us to believe there's going to be a bittul. On the other hand, you know, everything is like pros and cons in life. So on the one hand, the physical difference creates the istachnut, creates the conflict necessary for bittul. On the other hand, the halachic similarity that they're both kind of Dvar Mamatorim is a little bit shaky, and that prevents us from applying bittul. But it's not so similar to Dvar Mutter. It's really not, because it's not Mutter now, it's Mutter next week, it's Mutter next year. So it comes around, so it's a balance, it's a juggling game. So when you have a Dvar Shiesh to Matir the Achazman, says the Ran, so when it comes to Min B'She'eno Mino, the dimension of difference, of physical difference, outweighs the similarity of halachic similarity. And therefore we're okay, and we have Hitnadut, we have clash, and we have Bittul. However, says the Ran, what are we dealing with the second type of Dovah Shesh Matirin, which is not Mutter and Sigur, it's Mutter now. It's Mutter in a different place, it's Mutter in a different man, it's Mutter in a different surah. But there's a head there right here and now, says the Ran. Something that's Mutter right here and now is so Mutter, it's so not Asur, it's so close, it's Mamish holding on, so close to a Dovah Shalhat to Mamish, that there's nothing in the world that could create a clash between it. Not even a what, Rabbi say? Not even a Min B'She'eno Mino. Min B'She'eno Mino is not going to do the trick to overcome a similarity that's just too close for comfort. So says the Ran, it's a game. Trying to figure out. We're weighing puzzles. We're looking at this through the eyes of clash. We're trying to create difference. We need a difference, we need a clash, we need a conflict in order to create bittul. And we have two ways of getting to that clash, either through physical difference or halachic difference. So when you're dealing with the Dovah Shesh Matirin, so the halachic difference is minuscule, but it's significantly less present in something which is mutter right now than it is in a tavah that's going to be mutter in the future, and that's going to make all the difference in the world. Comes the Rami says, but man, when did the Rambam, when did Taisus, when do I say the Dovah Shesh Matirin only applies, the Chum only applies to Min B'Mino? That's the Dovah Shesh Matirin of next week. That's the Chum Dovah Shesh Matirin. That's the Dovah Shesh Matirin of Chodesh. Things that are also for now, now, until a few weeks, a few months from now. But the case of Tchumin, Rabbi Sai, what is Tchumin? Why is Tchumin a Dovah Shesh Matirin? Because what can I do with the Dovah? I can give it to the tchum right now. Who told me I'm taking it out of the tchum? If I eat it right now in the tchum, that's perfectly okay. So that's ein mecha dovah sheish matirin gol demizeh. It's such a dovah sheish matirin. It's such a gevaldik hefker. It's a hefker that's present achshav, shosham. That level of dovah sheish matirin is so powerful. It's so close to dovah shel hefker. There is nothing under the sun that's going to change it. It's going to be mafkia, the shame, hefker from it. And therefore, bittul will not apply even by a Min B'She'eno Mino. And that's Pshat the Gemara Masechta Tehillim. That's the Ran's Pshat. So we can take a look. We're going to take a look again. Take a look inside the Ran, in the Dorah, Medaf, and Beis, and Aleph. Okay, the first little line is Sibas HaBittul. It's right where it says Perish of the Rosh on the side of the Gemara. It's right next to that.
What page is that?
Nun Beis and Aleph. Nun Beis and Aleph. In the Sefer Nedarim. Okay, it's right where it says Perish of the Rosh, and then on that line, a few words into the line. The Hashivui no sein shaliyu b'talim. It's the similarity that prevents Betel. Hilkach. Koshu Asr Akshav, anything that's Asr now, There's nothing lacking in its prohibitions. It's going to become a little later. Also, chisaron shel iser, that lacking of iser, gave in shumuat. Since it's very, very small. So the Ran's on the Gemara itself, it's not in the back. The Ran's on in the Durham, it follows on the Gemara. So nun days of an elf. So gave in shumuat, roihu, shiyashlimenu, also chiluk, shiyesh ben mino, lishena mino. Aval, said the Ran. Kishiyesh lo ach shel hefter, something which has now a hefter. Kiyahi de perek mashilin, like the Gemara in Beitzah, she'af ma'ayu melach mutar achshav, the mop of shirav l'shtein shavim ba, hare niskarev harbe, heter shal isa, l'ma'ayu melach. Now they're too close for comfort. She'af achshav shtein mutar, they're both mutar. The kevon she'at teran korov, since the similarity of heter is so close, even though they're different physically, that physical difference can't make up the difference. So that's not going to turn the tide. It's not going to affect the too close similarity. That's the Ran's Yisrael. So now comes the Ran, and he says, based on his Yisrael, he's going to give you another insight. Find where the next part is. Okay, we can take a look at the same things that are on, but we can go up a little bit. It's the seventh, eighth line from the top, the first, the fat lines, the wide lines. First one line is Hare Zeh. In the
base of an
Aleph. In the Dharam, in the base of an Aleph. The first one line is Hare Zeh Mefurash. It's about seven or eight lines from the top of the wide lines. Where the Ran references a riff in Maseches Chulin, the riff says as follows, Lefikach, Hikshu al Arav Alfazal. The people asked on the riff, Shekasa bil chosa bregit anoshe, the inyan pas shafa imatzli betanur. Gemara says in Maseches Chulin that if you have a piece of bread, have a loaf of bread, and you're baking the bread together with meat in the oven at the same time. So you're roasting the meat at the same time you're baking the bread. So the Gemara says that you're not allowed to eat that bread now with bilchiks. The Ma'idamri, no, that which it says in the Gemara, if the bread is baked at the same time the meat is roasting, the also the Ochel B'kusach, he can't eat that bread now with the yogurt, he can't eat that bread with milchix. So now the Rif says, Afagav the Kaim Lunda Rechalav Milsahi, even though we pask in Lalocha that there's no real spreading of taste, all there is a spreading of smell, of aroma. They're not touching each other, they're just in the same oven. So the Rif says, we pass in the Ikra Din, that Reich is not something significant in Halacha. So why does the Gemara say that the bread becomes fleshish, can't eat it with milchiks now? So the Rif says, Hainu Taima, Mishum David Dovash Yesh Lamatirin. The Rif says, you know why? Because it's a Dovash Yesh Lamatirin. Normally we ignore the little bit of smell, a little bit of aroma that gets into something. We say, yeah, it's bottle, it's very insignificant. But over here, the bread is davashesh matir. Why? Tamatzi lamechla b'hati bisra. Because why do you have to eat the bread with milchix? Eat it with fleishek, eat it with parva. U'mishumach etil b'yelflo botel, el devar of zal. So the Rif's opinion is that the reason why the Gemara says you can't eat that bread together with milchix is notwithstanding the fact that we're not really concerned with reich and halacha, but the insignificance of reich is based on bittul, and bittul doesn't apply because it's davashesh matirin. So one can imagine that everybody jumps on the roof and says, what are you talking about? That's a violation of what? The meat is getting into the smell of the meat is getting into the bread. That's minbe shenomino. What do you have to be a child with davashesh l'matirin? It's not davashesh l'matirin. Everybody say, what's the answer?
It's the alfer.
Oh, you can eat it now. So then he says, you can eat it right now. This is the worst kind of davashesh l'matirin. This is not the davashesh l'matirin of baked tishnol v'yom. You have to wait till tomorrow. This is not chav. It's not chadosh. This is like tchumin. This is davashesh l'matirin achshav. Davashesh l'matirin achshav. That's off limits, off the charts. Forget it. It's always going to be awesome. Never going to be about the baby mina baby shena. So Chofanim, even though we took a long, long digression this round, very famous round in the Darim, we have to get back to the Chofanim story. So back to Maseches Pesachim. So what did the Gemara tell you?
Why is that? That when something is so dissimilar physically, no matter how similar it is halakhically, that's not that took away the
Ishain of Avinu. Oh, so I left out the because the Ryan says, because let's not forget, we paskin like the Rabbanim against Rabbi Yehuda. So we really look at the world of Tarovas through halachic glasses, not through physical glasses. So for us, halachic similarity or differences is much more important than physical differences. Haraya min b'mina, we paskin, is by Dosh Elam with you, min b'mina was batal. So dafka because we're Rabbanim people. I mean the regular Rabbanim. The regular Rabbanim is Rabbanim. We pass in that, not the other Rosh Hashanah, the level of Deraisa, we pass in that Min B'Mina was Bothel, because we hold that the clash is present because of halachic differences. So you see that we pass in, Ruchus Tarov is based on the halachic universe.
But Min B'Mina, but Min She'enu B'Mina. Why can't you just say that once it's mean but ain't a mean, there's a physical dissimilarity?
Because we hold that physical similarities are not so important. No. Proof positive, we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda. We who paskin that normally min b'mino is batel. Why is that? Let me have to ask you a thing. Why is it batel? Because we hold the end of the day, halakha characteristics are more important than physical characteristics. So we who hold that way, the Ron itself addresses your question. He says, we who hold that way are forced to fall back in that position. So first, let's get back to Chumash.
But that's Dr. Fisher's point. But by Davar She'esh HaMatim and Min She'en Amino, it doesn't apply because we have the because you have the physical.
But that's only because the halachic difference is still a little bit there. Because there is a little bit of halachic difference. It's not absolutely
you need the halachic difference.
Right,
the physical difference is
not
enough.
That's right. That's right. That's what the Ron says. Right. The Ron says the physical can't do it because Harai, we're not Rebbe Yehuda people. You have to take, I have to read through this Ran, you know, Ram Shreet with Yeshiva Das and see, it's unbelievable Ran. Every piece of the puzzle he puts together. Everybody say, this is all on the side, getting back to Pesach stuff. So we left off from the Pesach angle, analyzing the Shiddish. Ram number the one introduced the Shiddish. We had a little bit of a glitch about Shiddish. We know we appreciated the significance of the glitch with the Ran, but now we got the solution from the Chum. So we're back on track. But basically, we have a problem. When we learn this sugya, we have to stop and turn around, turn the tables on all the other Rishayim. The Rambam was the only one to call Chometz Davar She'esh HaMatir. Nobody else did. Not Rashi in our sugya, not Tosfos in our sugya, not Rabbi Tam in our sugya. Nobody. Only the Rambam invoked Davar She'esh HaMatir in the sugya of Chometz. Isn't this a classic Davar She'esh HaMatir? Ain't the Chometz Davar She'esh HaMatir going to be deaf? 2 weeks ago it was Pesach. It's not Pesach anymore. No Shesh Matir. What's? How come nobody else saw this? How come only the Rambam saw it? Nobody else. So what is it about Chometz with Pesach that led other Rishonim to deny the Dov Shesh Matir and dimension of Chometz? What is it about Chometz that doesn't lend itself to simple Dov Shesh Matir like the Rambam claims? So if you take a look at the Mordechai in Maseches Pesach in the back of the Gemara. In my Gemara, it's on Daf Lamed Aleph, and not all the Gemara always printed the same in the back. So if it looks like you're on Daf Lamed Aleph. If you have some of the standard Gemara, it should be there. Some of the newer Gemara are reprinted, the more size. So Daf Lamed Aleph, Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel. Right? Let's take a look at on that line of Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel, at the end of the line. I have a feeling that Yoga Mahari is not going to be on the same page as mine. I already see it. It's true enough. It's, you know, I can see for sure it's got a different
this
says
it's the old Zohada. This says more.
It's the old Zohada, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, okay. But you have to put Simon Tovkov, Ayin Gil. So it's at the end of the line. V'chein Shama, Mishem Rabbeinu Chaim, Katz, Rebbe Chaim Kohen Tzedek. Those were with us in the Eon Shura. We had Rebbe Chaim, remember, we were talking about a little bit on Shabbos. We mentioned Rebbe Chaim Kohen was one of the Tamidim of Rabbi Natan, the Tamidim of Rabbi Natan, and he actually moved to Eretz Yisrael. He because we've been enjoying the Yom. So him and some of the Balei Taisus decided who to Israel to go on Aliyah, rebuild the Mizbeach, to bring Kabbalahs. So we know they made it to Israel, but we have never heard about any Kabbalahs that were brought. So it was the same that was written later, the Kaftu of Ferach, to try to recreate, to figure out what went wrong. Well, halachically, why did they ever get around? So we have no idea, but it was halachic problems, a political problem, we're not sure exactly what happened. But we do know that Rabbi Nachman himself actually did get it to Israel, even though there is a Taisus in the end of it, it's Tubis, where Taisus quotes Rabbi Nachman, who questions whether one is mechuyif to go to Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, and Rabbi Chaim says that maybe it's too dangerous. That's what he writes. The Mishnah says at the end of Masechet Tzuvos that if a husband demands he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and the wife refuses, so the Mishnah speaks about that being potentially grounds for divorce. So Rabbi Chaim writes that doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. Why? He says but medrash that applied that when it was a realistic claim, the claim I want to live in Eretz Yisrael, that's the right thing to do. The wife is not willing to be. To live up to the standards of what was expected of her, that's a problem. So Ben Chaim Cohen is quoted by Tosfos to say, but Medrash in the old days when it was safe, he said, now, he says, the drachim of Becheskes Mesukonim. So when the wife says that she doesn't want to go, she's right. She has a good time. Becheskes Mesukonim. What did he mean is Becheskes? What was so dangerous about the roads? The only roads that led from Europe to Israel were the Crusader roads. And the Jews used to go, those Jews who went along, they would mamash follow in the path of Crusaders. I would just know a little bit, just basic history. If you ever wonder why we see Avarachim in Kodesh Iyar, no matter what happens, whatever it is, it's Shabbos Mevarachim. We always say Avarachim. Why is that? Because Avarachim was originally instituted in the days of the Crusades, because the Crusades happen at this time of the year. They happen in the springtime. Why all the Crusades were in the springtime? Why is that? Very simple. That was the only time you could travel. No one's traipsing through Europe in the middle of the winter in the snow, and no one's traipsing through into the Middle East in the middle of the summer. So the only time to Nebuchadnezzar, you want to run a crusade, you have to go in the springtime. So any Jews who wanted to get there to show also travel. Everyone went in the springtime. So Nebuchadnezzar can imagine what Ben Chaim, who had himself traveled on those roads, said about you go with all the knights. The knights weren't as chivalrous as they may be portrayed in King Arthur. They were Reitzchim and Ganovim and etc. So anyway, getting back to this story, Ben Chaim is quoted by the Mordechai as follows. There are others who say that, by the way, that Tosfos Ksubos wasn't written by Ben Chaim. There are others who say that it was a Talmud who wrote in the Talmud and misunderstood what the Rebbe said. It's Machlek as Achronim, whether he even said, but this he did say. So comes Mordechai and says, something which is usur, it's going to become mutter, but then it's going to become usur again. Kigon, lo and behold, chometz. Shechozel shana ba'al isur. The schnapps that I have now is mutter. That same schnapps in 8-10 months from now, 11 months, it's going to be usur again. Lo shayach loma davash yesh no matirin. Says Rabbi Nachaim, any time you have a davar ha-isser, ha-mutter, ha-isser, ha-mutter, it's a revolving door, revolving isser, that's not called a davar sheish matirin. If you think about it, what are the only examples we have of davar sheish matirin? Very, very few. You have beitza shen olda b'yontif, is a davar sheish matirin. Once that beitza becomes mutter, it's never going to become usher again. When next yontif comes, it's not going to be usher. That egg was already nolda before next yontif, that's going to be chodesh. So chodesh is also before Pesach, becomes mutter afterwards. When next year's grain comes, this past year's grain is mutter. I mean, next year's grain is once it's mutter, it's mutter. It's mutter liyom v'od. So, comes Rabbi Chaim and says, but chometz is different. Because if I have a pizza dough that's sitting in the freezer for the next 10 years, so 346 days a year it's mutter, 8 days a year becomes asa, becomes mutter, asa, mutter, that's not called davar sheish matir.
Is there anything else like that?
I can't think of anything.
Maybe the tchum? The
tchum is an interesting one. Tchum could change. Tchum is a tricky one because each yontif depends on the way we kona shvisa on that particular time. So I'm not sure that would be necessarily the same.
Doesn't matter. You still have an intervening heter.
Oh, so Danny's saying, what's your hand over? So it's going to be awesome. So we'll worry about it next month. We'll worry next year. What's going on? What's pshat? Everybody said, what's pshat? And if this is the reason, if Rabbi Chaim is correct, then this may be the reason why all the other Rishon disagree with the Rambam. So what's the Nekudas of Machlokes in the Rambam with the Mordechai, the Rambam, the Rabbi Chaim Kohen? Is Chometz qualified as the Rosh Hashanah? What do you think the issue is?
Sounds like temporary versus permanent.
I mean, so why should it make a difference?
Is it mutter, like that we say completely mutter, or is there still some sort of shame iser somehow associated with it?
So, why should that make a difference? You're right. So let's think for a minute. Well, what's the root of davshesh matir? What's the problem of davshesh matir in the first place? Remember last week we quoted the Rashi in Eitzah. It says davshesh matir is so simple, straightforward. There's no fancy razzle dazzle on this. What is it? Atche tochlen bias tochlen b'hanta. What do you have to rely on bittel for? You can have a chance where it's going to be mutl chatchila. What do you have to raise a charum in a shatzat chaket or bittel? Eat it b'hanta gomer. Don't rely on a kula. That was Rashi's version of davshesh matir. It was only the Ran came with this whole newfangled idea of clashes with Hetta Issa, whole Chagadah. Rabbi said, according to Rashi, does this Mordechai make any sense at all according to Rashi? Not the slightest. Acha Techlen B'Issa, Techlen B'Hetta. What are you doing eating it on Pesach B'Bittel? Wait till next week. No, I can't wait till next week because next year it's going to be Gamasu. Next year. It's going to be next Pesach. People who call me, I got a call, I got a call 2 weeks before Pesach about somebody was planning some coordinator of some Pesach cruise or something. I thought they were calling me for last minute issues for this. No, they're calling for next year. They're setting some policy, they have to decide a certain thing on a timing, on a date, some isolation, this, that. For next year, they already asked me, I'm merely Akum Shal on next year's cruise. So, you
know. Call me for Pesach.
No, that's so. You know, I felt bad because you know the potential shayla was a very serious moment of shayla impacting the person's panos. You know, just because I have issues, whatever issue, I don't know, I have to answer the shayla. You know? So I felt bad. I didn't want to say flippantly also, even though I really felt it was also. So let me think about it. I talked to somebody. So I asked Rabbi Wolig what he thought about it. He thought it was also. He thought the particular thing they wanted to do, he felt was no ground to be out there. So then when I said to him, I said, Rebbe, you should just know that this is for next year's program. So he looked at me straight in the face and he says, did they ever hear of Mashiach? So like, is there even a latest a suffix that maybe Mashiach's in? I'm like, he had a lot of trouble wrapping his hands around. So Rebbe said, on a more serious note, I was according to Rashi, it's going to be mutter from now to, it's what's today? May 2nd. It's a long way till next Pesach. We have next 10, 11 plus months to eat the chametz. You get double because we're Moshe Nebuchadnezzar. What does that have to do with Dov Sheish Matir? Of course, that's a Dov Sheish Matir. But according to the Ran, what is Dov Sheish Matir? Not a Metzias is going to be Mot. That's how it really matters. It's you have to be Kaveya. Is this a Chavtza for Nisar? Or is this a Chavtza for Heter? Dov Sheish Matir means that it's going to become Mutter, and it's going to become Mutterly Oil and Void. We're never going to hear from the Sisser again. So the Beit Shalom the younger is also Pesach HaKol for the next 3 hours. And then the Oil and Void, Adbi as girl, Adbi Ad Bechlau, Tzof Chodairus, the egg is going to be Mutter. So that's what Chazal, it's difficult in calling that a clash. It's hard to call that a Dover HaOsser. It's about to become Mutter and Void. Pesach, Chometz for Pesach. True, there is going to be a small window, what we call 11 months and 3 weeks of a year, that it's mutter. But Pesach's around the corner. It's coming again. Tavshin Ayin Ches. Pesach's going to be here next year. They're already starting to bake matzahs now. We don't have the baking part, but they're already harvesting the wheat for next year. So, yeah, we're making our plans already. Pesach, Tavshin Ayin Ches. So, L'chor and Iran makes a lot of sense. This Rebbeinu Chaim makes a lot of sense according to the Ran. Then how can you call a davar ha-asar, ha-mutter, ha-asar, ha-mutter, ha-asar? How can you call it a davar sheyesh la-matir? Why is it more matir than isurim? It's a davar sheyesh la-isur. It happens to me there's a small window of 11 and a half months that it's mutter.
No, why is that a small matter?
Yeah. So Corey says, who are you kidding, Rabbi? Come on! Basically, chametz is mutter. That's what's your bottom.
So muksa and other things, or things that will occur every Shabbos?
No, but did the Beit HaShnol to be Yontif will not be Osa next week, because it was already Nold on this Yontif. Beit HaShnol to be Osa Yontif is Osa. It's not Osa next Yontif.
But the double Muksa, that becomes...
Oh, so yeah, I didn't say the word Muksa. You said the word Muksa. According to what I'm saying, Muksa is not a Dov Sheish Matir, you're right. Who told you Muksa is a Dov Sheish Matir?
And then, you know, Schach, Sukkah,
yeah, anything that has a that's exactly
to that category.
And makes it better for us. It's a kula. The Mordechai is a kula. The Mordechai is saying, because the Davra Chosli is still, therefore it's not a Davra Chosli, therefore it's bottle like anything else. It's a Chedesh Gadol.
Mordechai would then have to say that the Gemara is saying Mikshom Chomer the Chametz.
So then, either you have to go back on Rashi and Minoy the Bavdel or the Chomer the Chametz or Ben Adam's Gears that shows.
Right,
don't forget, Ben Chai was a Talmud or Ben Adam. We don't know what he was on the way when he arrived there to Israel, what he was holding back on his best with Rashi. I don't know. So I see Corey's bothered with this, and rightfully so. I see it's just eating away at us. So maybe I can soften the blow a little bit. Maybe. There is a big machlokes we're going to get to a little bit later on in the Sugya's in the second parak, a couple of weeks from now. It touches on the relation between chametz and other isur in the sense of whether chametz is what's called isur bala or heter bala. When I have a chametz that gets into a utensil right now in the middle of Chodesh Iyar, is that called a davar aser? Is that called a davar mutar? So here after Rishon saying, a davar aser is it? This is a davar mutar. Now, belias that happen when the item is mutter now and becomes later also are more common. I don't want to get into all the details right now, but there's a principle called the terabola versus the isurabola. So come many, many Rishonim, including Tysus a little bit later on in our parak, that says, chametz is a terabola. Right now it's mutter. You're lighting pizza, you're lighting rolling, you're lighting your cereal now, you eat your pasta now, what's a terabola. And the Ramban says, no, chametz is isurabola. Even in the middle of May, chametz is called the davar shel iser. It's a davar shel iser. Right now, these 11 and a half months is mutter, but it's a davar shel iser. Why is that? The Ramban has two words. Shmoy alav. It's called chametz. It's still called chametz now. What do you mean it's called chametz? Who calls it? Who calls it chametz? So the Rav explained, you know who calls it chametz? There are dinim of chametz all year long. Not for me and you. It makes a mikdash. Lo si of a chametz. There's an issue there, I said, to be oifer chametz nigans here, the entire year. So the Rav explained, you see that chametz is an issue all year, 24-7, 365 days a year. Sometimes it's only an issue in Mikdash, and sometimes it's an issue even in your own home. But it's fundamentally the same chetz, it's the same entity. And therefore, it's the chametz, the Mikdash aspect, that can halachically declare chametz to be issue rabbala. Now, in Hilchas Kasher and Kalim, that's a problem. That causes chumras being issue rabbala. But guess what? In Hilchas Davar Sheyesh Matirin, you know what it does? It makes things better. Because it's not Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Because chametz is never really mutar. Chametz is on hold. There's an Issa chametz the entire year. Go tell us to your wives. It's really basic all year. It's just that you were on hold 346 days a year. That's not the way your average person looks at chametz. I agree to you. But maybe that's what Rabbi Nachayim gets. It's only Svarim de Rabbanan. It doesn't have to be an ayinklev der Issa. But Rabbi Nachayim is saying that that's the way we're viewing chametz as being ultimately an issur all year, with an in between, a couple of heterim in between.
That would be contrary to how we explained the tchum case, because we said if it's mutter right now in certain scenarios.
Right.
And it wouldn't be right to invoke it all the drabanan of chametz.
Oh, I couldn't have planned to do better, Dr. Fisher. I was about to say that. Mamish, the next. So, you know, we're a little bit nervous with this Mordechai. You know, we gave a little beer, we touched it up, we put a Ramban, a little Ran, we're trying to make it a little fancied up, but I see some of the customers here are not 100% satisfied. We're looking for another reason to disagree with the Rambam. We're looking for another rationale for the Rishonim, and chametz is not a davar sheyesh matir, and I can just hit it right on the nose. You know when chametz is not a davar sheyesh matir? Can someone explain to me when chametz is going to become mutar? At what point in history is chametz going to become mutar?
And after Pesach.
After Pesach? Really? Isn't that thing called Chomesh Olam HaPesach? Let's get very careful. According to Rabbi Shimon, Chomesh Olam HaPesach is not awesome in a Torah, but is awesome in the Rabbanah.
Only grain.
Oh, okay. So that's a big question, Rabbi Shimon. How do you determine whether something is the Yesh L'Matirin based on its status Be'en, or based on its status post-Harovas? Let's stick to the Be'en for a second. I think it's very, very tricky here. According to Rabbi Shimon, who says that Minat Torah Chametz Pesach is Mutter, is Chametz a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin or not? Let's think it through. So Minat Torah, almost Chametz is a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. Midrabanan, catch this one. Once Chazal made an Isser of Chametz Shalom Pesach, that turns Chametz into a what? Into a Davar Ein L'Matirin, which ends up being a what? A Kula. Wait a second. What was the goal of Chomesh Shabbat Pesach? To create
Nas.
What? It's a knas. We want to make life more miserable for the guy who violated by Rav Matzeh. You know what we just did? We made a knas that ends up making a kula. So the Ramban says that's a violation. That's some kind of penalty marker on that. You can't do that. You try. It's like, I don't know, reverse motion. I don't know, reverse motion in the back. I'm not sure what to call it exactly. You're trying to go forward. No, illegal forward lateral or something like that. There's some calls like that. You're trying to go one direction, you're going in the backwards direction. You're trying to create humras and kenosas and penalties for that guy who was violated. Oh, by the way, thanks, pal, for violating by Rabbi Matzeh, because it's thanks to you that you created Chomesh Lama Pesach, so now Chomesh becomes, guess what, a Dovash Ein Lamatir, and now we'll turn to Chomesh Lamatir. So the Rabban says, that's illegal. You can't do that. It's just impossible. So other Rishonim, I'm not so sure why it's so impossible. Why is that impossible? I'm going to propose the shayla of a little bit of chametz that gets mixed in on Pesach. A bit of a shishim is, but it's still a mashil. I'm going to pose the shayla to two great rabbanim. One is Moshe Rabbeinu, and one is Rabbi Yosef Karo. I want to hear what the answers are. I turned to Moshe Rabbeinu and I said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're looking at the world through the deraisa bigger glasses. And you tell me, a little bit of chametz fell into my big pot. So there's no tam, so there's no nosin tam, there's no derais issues here. Moshe Rabbeinu, medeinu rabbeinu, can I eat the food or not? What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Absolutely. You know why? He said, there's no tam. It's part of the world, there's no tam. What do you want? I'd say to Moshe Rabbeinu, dov shesh l'matirin, you know what he would say? And I've seen it 40 days, never heard of it. Theory. So it's not in my radar screen. It's not, it doesn't exist in the world, derais is. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk is part. I come, I move the clock forward to Tzfat, 1500s. I ask Rabbi Yosef Kairo the same shayla. And Medina Rabbeinu tell me a little bit of chametz fell in. What do I do? So Kairo says, let's think it through a little bit. He says, well, it's bottle b'shishim, so it should be okay. Oh, yeah, but wait a second. There's a chumrah in the Rabbanon called what? Called?
Dvashish
Matirin. Good. There's a chumrah in the Rabbanon. But there's another din the Rabbanon that says that chametz shalom pesach is aser. So when all the dust settles, Chometz is a davar she'ein l'matirin. So when I asked Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu said it's a mutter because he never heard of davar she'ein l'matirin. When I asked Rav Sakairo, he heard of davar she'ein l'matirin, but he also heard of Chometz Rav Pesach being aser. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't holding by either of those two dinim d'rabbanim. Rav Sakairo was holding by both. So everyone's mutter. The only way to logically ask if it's chometz is you got to hear this one. The guy shopping around for a chumrah. Some of those people shop around for a chumrah. He asks Moshe Rabbeinu the following. He knows that he had to ask about it. He turns to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, tell me, are you allowed to eat chametz she'avol over Pesach? So what does Moshe Rabbeinu answer? Absolutely, you're allowed. But I don't want to answer the next question. I just want to know that piece of information. Then I go to Rabbi Yisrael and ask him, oh, by the way, is there a chumrah b'drabbanu called Dov She'esh Matirin? Yes. So I take the chumrah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the chumrah of Rabbi Yisrael Kairo, the deraisa and derabbanu, they make a chont out of it, but chametz is also Pesach Dov She'esh Matirin. So the Rishonim jump on the Rambam. How can you do that? So what's the Rambam's answer? We do whatever we want.
It's all
the Rambam. They want whatever they want. So the Rambam said, yeah, those Dov She'esh Matirin. We don't play these memorials. These are not games. I mean, I made it cute and everything. It's a game. So at the end of the day, Chometz is Dov She'esh Matirin. The only thing that's going to change it is the Knas the Rambam. The Rambam said, you're going to use the Knas the Rambam to be matter. That doesn't make any sense. When all the dust settles, it could be the reason why most of the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. It's not because of this klal of Dov She'esh Matirin over Ben Chaim Kain. We have trouble with that. We're not satisfied. We're not happy with that klal so much. We have difficulties with it. The reason why they would disagree with the Rambam is because they held that it's not a Dov She'esh Matirin. He says, you can't turn around and call Dov She'esh Matirin. The Rambam says, no, I can't. I call whatever I want to call. So with all the dust settles mamish, we're still not sure why it's chometz aser mashu. Again, nobody's following the Rabbeinu Tam Mikvedin. We're assuming that with the Rabbanu there is a problem with chometz aser. Maybe she ain't know. We're not sure. Is it entirely based on chumrah de chometz, or is it at least the minimino part based on davar she'esh l'matirin? Nobody said my nafkamina. Make a difference between you and me. Anytime someone comes with the Shia L'chom to Pesach, I'm going to say it's Asad Mashu anyway. No one's going to hold like this, the Rabbeinu Tam, except an unbelievable Shas of Chak since the local. Basically, we pass in it's Asad Mashu. So, Ma'ech Patli, what's the difference? What is the difference? Remember we said the term chumr de chometz. Why is chometz a chum? Chometz has two characteristics that make it very chum. One is it's nisa kares. That's not a love. Chel v'dam rosa kares. It's also a little bit dealing with it. You eat it when you're long, so there's a tend to make mistakes, make one minute. So it's a combination of those two factors. If one of those two characteristics are missing, then chometz is the same as everything else. Rabbi said, give me a time when chometz is usher and the two characteristics are not there.
Every
place in the afternoon. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's no chometz in chometz. It's not chorus. It's no chometz in chelev. Then it's not chelev. It's no chometz in the veil and tray for no chometz. What would you say? A little bit of chometz gets mixed in on Erev Pesach. Can I eat it or not? According to Tosfos, what would the din be? According to Tosfos, it's not the Rama. It's part of Bishishim. Because chometz for Pesach, Asur Masha does not kick in until the night. According to the Rambam, very, very careful now, according to the Rambam, think for a minute before you answer the question. According to the Rambam, chometz for Pesach, chometz for Erev Pesach, a little bit gets mixed in. Asur Mutar. Think, don't answer flippantly. Think. According to the Rambam, what would the din be? Chometz for Pesach gets mixed in an Erev Pesach, Mutar or Asur. The answer is it depends. What does it depend on?
Depends on the time.
No. Afternoon, 3 o'clock afternoon. What's the next question you have to ask me? What kind of a
mixture?
Is it Min Bemino? If it's a Min Bemino, then it's also because of what? Plain old what? And therefore it's also a Chilu B'Masha. But if you want to ask for it even Min B'She'eino Bino, the Rambam holds, you royally remember, regular Dabar Shesh Matirin is not usher by Min B'She'eino Bino. This is not the Ran's Yontif Bas Mecholov cases. This is a Dabar Shesh Usher Legamri right now. There's nothing you can do with Chometz at 3 o'clock given Erev Pesach. But it's going to become mutter in a week from now. This is the Dabar Shesh Matirin that doesn't apply by Min B'She'eino Bino. The only reason why it does on Chometz is because of what? Two magic words?
Chometz.
Chometz only kicks in when? On Pesach itself. So the answer to the question is, according to the Rambam, if I have a tarayvis of a little bit of Chometz in our Pesach in the afternoon, the answer is, it depends. Is it Min B'Mino or is it Min B'She'eino Bino? If it's Min B'Mino, then it's a problem. If it's Min B'She'eino Bino, then presumably it should be okay.
But the Rambam doesn't say chum and chumet. The Rambam quotes the pasuk.
The Rambam says that's a dinder. The Rambam saying yichmiru kamoshi yichmiru atayru kolam mitzvahs. Yeah, you have to say it because the whole Dabar Shesh Matirin is all the Rambam. So let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch is in Simin Tov Mem Zayin Tzif Beis. Chometz in this Arab Nishay Shos Lamal Ad Halayla Eino Oise B'Mashu Ladino Kishari Surin. Who does it sound like? It sounds like the Rambam, or like all the Rishonim will say that's it's not Dabar Shesh Matir. It sounds like all the other Rishonim. It does sound like the Rambam. It sounds like Tosfos, right? Let's take a look at the Bir Halacha. Top. Page. Top line. Midasasim amachaber mashma. The afilu b'mino namidino hachi. The Shulchan Aruch does not say he's talking about either one of those two. He's talking about both taros. So he sounds like the sagi b'shishim. For lo mikre chometz dava sheish lamatirin. That chometz is not a dava sheish lamatirin. Finished. And he says why? Sorry about this one, Corey. But mitam de l'shon abo chol ze v'nesar. He could have said the Ramban and the Ram, the other thing, but he picks on the Mordechai. Uchadei Rishon Shuvah B'Yerdeyan, Naragoch, if the Ramban does quote that there, the Chet Pasu Tavir Eschad, the Seif Abi Avri, Udalo Kamosha Kasav HaShach Shom. The Shach in Yerdeya says, no, there's no proof from this Shulchan Aruch against the Ramban. Why? Because you know what the Shulchan Aruch, you know the Shach interprets the Mechaber? Shach says, the low kibosh of Kosva Shach Shom, Sikot in the Gimel, the Mechabe Yekoi Raka She'eno Minoi.
The Shach says that this line in Shulchan Aruch is talking about Mim She'ena Mino. That's why it's not also until the nighttime. Mim B'mino Vat, it's a double Sheish L'Matira. So the Shach stuck the Shulchan Aruch onto the Rambam's camp. So against that Shach says to be Allah, the Chen Sosem Alavush, Kan, Bamogin Avram, Chen Kosef Agra, the Mechaber Sosem Kan, Kedir Rishayna, the Chomets, Lamik, the double Sheish Matira, and finished, even Mim B'mino was Mutar. Against that Shach. So it seems like the Achra of Rov Acharon that the Bir Alach presents it, Stimus HaShulchan Aruch, is to be Mekil, that Chometz is not a Devash, the Ila for the Mordechai Rebbein Chaim's reason, or for the other reason. So Rabbi said it's not just a theoretical, it's a Shail of Halach HaMais. One time, Mamish had a Pasi LaMais based on this. I told over the story before about the matzah meal case. One time somebody in error on right for Pesach, they bought matzah meal, and they ran short, and they were baking cookies, and they ran out of cake meal, they ran to the store, and they bought the chometz stick of matzah meal by mistake. And they mixed it in, and then gavald, the sugar, and the chometz stick of matzah meal mixed in with the kosher Pesach matzah meal, blah, 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 blah. So the good news was that they had just finished the box of kosher Pesach matzah meal, and they were a little bit short on the recipe. Not much, a little bit short on the recipe. They needed just a little bit more just to fill it up, but they were convinced that they had shishim keneged the matzah meal. They were convinced with the matzah meal and the margarine and the chocolate chips and everything, they had shishim. It's Chometz Pesach, it's also the Masha.
It's Erev Pesach.
It happened in Erev Pesach. But according to the Rambam, it's still a problem. Because according to the Rambam, Dovashesh L'Matirin, and it was Min B'mina, because we were using the kosher matzah meal to evatel the Chometz Nigel matzah meal. So it was Mamash of Shailam and Mimino. According to the Rambam, it would be awesome. So I told them, you want to know what the din is? The din is like most of the Acharonim, like the Magen Avraham, and the Mush, and the Gra, and the Locha seems to have the Pasha, the Shulchan Aruch, against the Shach and Yerodea, that Chometz on Erev Pesach, even in Mimino, is not awesome and Mamash, it's Batal V'Shishim. So I told them that Me'ikir Hadin, those cookies were mutter.
To eat when?
Me'ikir hadin, to eat on Pesach. Because according to most poskim, but we didn't get to that part, if the tarovus happens beforehand, once it's chal on the shin heter, then the heter remains even on Pesach itself. So the cookie, the baking was done on Erev Pesach actually. So the shayla was brought to me, not on Erev, the shayla was brought to me in first lech halamoid, but the issue had taken place on Erev Pesach. So I poskim that me'ikir hadin, those cookies are mamish mutabich. Again, step going to the shach and the rhyme.
I don't understand. Even though it has the same heter, it's the same heter within a world of there's no isur, so there's no heter to the isur because there's no isur chametz, so there's no heter. So once Pesach starts, the isur kicks in.
Okay, so that's a big machlokes. That's what's called chos v'neir in halacha. When a tarovus happens at a time when we declare everything's okay, do we always follow the Shasa Tarovis, or do we follow the subsequent? That's really a new sugya. You have to hold on to that. It's coming up from one or two sugyas from now. So the mice I told on first Echalamoy, the cookies are mutter b'achila. That was good news. The bad news was they had all been eaten already. They didn't realize it. They had all eaten them the first days. They didn't chap the shayla. They didn't realize it was a chometz matzah until the night of Echalamoy. So all the cookies were long, 2 days of Pesach. The cookies are still going to be around. They were long gone. So I said, don't worry about it. According to Ruba, the poskim, the ikur din was mutter to eat the cookies. I said, we're going to rely on those poskim now that we're not going to make you kashi your cookie tray.
But they had the rest of the box
of the rest of the matzah meal went down the toilet very quickly. That was about to run. That was the Shabbos solution, right? Right. But in terms of the cookies, I said, the ikur din, everything is mutter. And there was always like, that, come on, Rabbi, which would be those cookies? Well, you know, I don't know if I reveal them, but the cookies are mutter b'achila. The Mishnah Berurah kapaskin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, against the Shach, the cookies are mutter b'achila. So the Rambam, believe it or not, that Rambam would all love this and everything. At the end of the day, we probably don't pass like the Rambam.